Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and my goodness, hasn't this week just flown by? Well, with the Lord's help, we hope to conclude this message on the abundant life. And beloved, we can take heart, we can be encouraged by the fact that the Lord, while He loves us just exactly where we're at this moment, He loves you just the way you are, but He's not content to leave you there. He's working for your perfection. From glory to glory, He's changing you, beloved. And, you know, when we ask the Lord to change us, to bring us into that liberty where we are free from all personal limitations, if you will, through the power of the Holy Ghost, it's not just a one-time prayer, but beloved, it's repeated faith in action that will bring results as well as the desired victory. So beloved, work is involved. I'm sorry, I have to tell you that, but it is. You have to be patient, and you have to be willing to exercise endurance. And then, beloved, we need to honestly self-evaluate ourselves, to take an inventory and see where we're really at in terms of our relationship with the Lord. Many people prefer to be deceived, and that's something we don't want. The Spirit of Truth will open to our understanding any areas that we're falling short. We need to be honest with God. That's very important. You know, we're all excuse makers. I don't care who you are. We're all human. We all want to put the blame on someone else or something else. Look at Adam and Eve, our first parents. We've continued in that process. Well, you know, if I just didn't have the life that I'd had, if my background, my upbringing wasn't the way it was, beloved, every one of us in the natural would far rather put off something. We'd rather procrastinate doing that which is in our best interest. It's true. It's inherent in human nature. For example, the refusal of godly counsel. And this fallen nature we have can be such a downfall and such a stumbling block because Satan is very well acquainted with mankind, and he uses his demons very effectively to bring discouragement, lukewarmness, indifference. Remember the text we began this message with, John 10:10? The thief comes but to steal, to kill, destroy. I am come, Jesus said, that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. He wants to bring discouragement, the devil does, lukewarmness, indifference. But beloved, Jesus has come to give us liberty, freedom from our past. Some of you are just wrestling with thoughts and memories of the things that happened decades ago, years ago. Beloved, so many can be bound by those past hurts, by failures, by childhood experiences, by their upbringing, the breaks they had or didn't have. Beloved, I'm not discounting the hurt or the sorrow or the trauma of those experiences. Every one of us has our own story to tell. But as a Christian, brother and sister, you have no legal spiritual right to claim them as reasons for your present condition. Did you hear what I'm saying? You don't have a legal spiritual right to claim them as reasons for your present condition. Oh, they might explain your present condition, but the Lord is saying, come up higher, beloved. I have a new day, a new beginning for you. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And that's just not a scripture we can hold on to or apply to our salvation experience. That ought to be a day-to-day experience. Remember, Paul said he forgot those things that are behind. or it was a command, an imperative. He forgot, but he's telling us, forget those things that are behind. Turn, which means put your back to them. Press on to the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Beloved, don't look back. Remember Lot's wife? She turned into a pillar of salt. So, beloved, God is challenging you through these broadcasts that I've been bringing to the abundant life. I doubt if any one of us are totally happy and satisfied with life the way it is at the present. But He does want you filled with His joy. He wants you fulfilled. He wants you satisfied. And beloved, it is in your power to respond to that call. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. Beloved, there are unlimited possibilities in God. You know, even natural science says that we haven't begun to use the full faculties of the natural mind. We use just a small percentage of our brain. And you know, to say, well, Sister Glass, this is just the way I am, I can't help it. Well, now, God, beloved, is in the business of changing people. I won't hear that excuse. His power, beloved, transforms absolutely. There's nothing. Is anything too hard for God? You might think of yourself as a hard nut to crack, an impossible case, but the Lord doesn't look at you that way. Trust me, you let the Holy Spirit work in cooperation with your will and your desire, you won't believe the changes. God, beloved, has called us to liberty. We are God's people, and we have power. We have the glorious liberty of the children of God. That liberty, beloved, which is freedom from sin, it's freedom from the law and the curse of the law. It's freedom from corruption. It's freedom from the fear of death, praise God. And also, praise God, freedom from the bondage of man, from religious works. Beloved, we have an abundant life that is promised to us. There's abundance of blessings that are promised to the righteous. Let me just share a few scriptures. Proverbs 28 and 20. A faithful man shall abound in blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. If we just wait on the Lord, He will supply all of our needs, and He will give us an abundance. And there's also, and this is very precious, an abundance of divine grace. We need to claim that every day. Romans 5, that chapter, fifth chapter, and verses 20, 21, the word says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. And then another scripture on the abundance of divine grace is found in 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, verse 7. That as ye abound in everything, in faith and utterance and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. And in context, he was referring to that grace of giving, of liberality, of generosity. And also, there's an abundance of divine mercy to us. Psalms 86 and 5 says, for thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. He has an abundance of riches provided for the whole man, not just our physical body and needs, but the emotional aspect of us, all the things that pertain to life and godliness, our spiritual growth. Philippians 4:18, it covers it all. But my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Praise God. So, beloved, as I bring this message to a close, I still have another scripture I want to share with you. A couple more scriptures, actually. But the Lord, through these words that I've shared, I pray, is stirring your heart with hope, with an expectation that your life can be different. It can be richer. It can be more fulfilling. Isaiah 52 says, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments. What are those garments? Oh, the garments of righteousness, of praise. That scripture goes on to say, shake thyself from the dust. What? The dust of defeat? the dust of discouragement, the dust of unbelief, arise and sit down. That refers to a place of rest, a place of ruling and reigning in Christ. We are seated in heavenly places, you know. And that scripture goes on to say in Isaiah 52, O Jerusalem, loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. That is an imperative. It's a command. We have to loose the fetters that bind us. We have to be willing, and the Lord will do the rest. Hallelujah. You know, we can praise God as David, that in the Lord's presence there is fullness of joy. At his right hand there are pleasures forevermore. We can say, and this is the final scripture I'll share with you, Psalm 116, verses 16 through 17. We can say, as the psalmist, O Lord, truly I am thy servant. Thou hast loosed my bonds. I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. Father, we do that right now. We offer to you the sacrifice of thanksgiving for all that Jesus has done. And Father, right now I pray for every listener, those that are yearning and desiring that abundant life, that liberty, that power which you have granted to us. Father, in Jesus' name, I take authority over every work of darkness to hold them in bondage and in captivity. And I speak and loose, Father, them into the glorious liberty of the sons of God. I loose the anointing to destroy every yoke. In Jesus' powerful name. For my beloved, this is a new day. If you have ears to hear, hear the word of the Lord. Arise in faith. Arise and know that I have everything that you need, that you can proceed from this point in time into a newness of life, and your joy shall be full, and you shall know it is not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord that I have done this work. Receive even now that anointing to press forward and not to look back, to go into the things that I have prepared for you, into your destiny and into my plan for your life, says the Lord. Praise God. Oh, I feel the anointing of God. Well, I must bring this broadcast to a close. Thank you for joining me today. And next time, we'll see what the Lord has for us. I'm so grateful for my radio family, for my UCM partners. I invite you to write, be a part of my family, and I will pray faithfully and persistently for you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.